you're needing help with a federal agency, like the IRS or the VA, please call my Manhattan office at 785-370-7277 or visit my website at man.house.gov. It's an honor to represent you and the big First District of Kansas. Paid for by official funds authorized by the U.S. House of Representatives.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 10th day of the month of May. It is 8:24. And it is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Wondering what to get a graduate in your life? Give them what they really want, a Visa gift card. These prepaid, non-reloadable cards can be used at millions of Visa merchants worldwide, wherever your graduate may be headed. Stop by 310 West 12th or at our branch location at 24th and Industrial and get your Visa gift card today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
Welcome to this month's edition of Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. I'm well. How are you all this morning?
We're doing all right. And obviously this week is big because you have commencement activities coming up.
We do. We're very excited about our graduation, which is Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. in the Civic Auditorium. So it'll be nice to get our students in there and get our families in there and celebrate this really special time for them.
Yeah, indeed, a special time. And I think you have some dental hygiene pinning prior to that on Sunday, too, as well, don't you?
We do. We have 15 students that we are pinning for the dental hygiene pinning ceremony, and so that will be going on. And then we had earlier in the spring, just a couple weeks ago, we had our honors and highest honors students were recognized, and so we had a wonderful little celebration and ceremony for them and their families. So it is the season of ceremony.
Indeed. Speaking of the commencement activities Sunday afternoon, who will be your commencement speaker?
Our speaker is one of our students, and so it is one of our graphic arts students. I need to verify that. Multimedia design student. And so Monica Lucina is a multimedia design student, and so she is speaking for us. So we're really happy to have one of our students speak on behalf of the student body and on behalf of her experience.
So what size is our graduating class coming up this Sunday, Karen?
Okay, so we have 249 students who will be awarded their either Associate of Applied Science, their technical certificate, or a high school diploma. And of those 249, we have 147 of them who are walking on Sunday afternoon. So of those numbers, 80 of them are completing their applied science degree, so their two-year degree. 182 of them are receiving their technical certificates, so that's their 1 year, and then the three high school diplomas.
Outstanding. So good numbers here for the tech college, this particular graduation cycle. I wanted to give you a chance here, Dr. Daugherty, to highlight really how a tech college certificate or degree really helps to set the foundation here for these students as they get into today's world.
Thank you for asking that question. That's really significant. We're really working with our employers and our industry partners to acknowledge and recognize the technical certificates and the associate's degrees, the applied science degrees. These provide the students that frame and that foundation of either that technical industry, the on-the-job training, and they give the students that leverage and that credential that really establishes them for sometimes what we call a stair-step process or a stackable credentialing process, where the student might get their technical certificate, maybe work for a little bit, and then come back and complete their applied science degree. But it is really imperative and critical. What we have learned and what we have as data, not just locally, but really this is across the nation, is that those students who complete their applied science degree have a higher level of professionalism, professional communication with their supervisors and with their peers, have a better understanding of maybe civic engagement and the role of the industry within the civic engagement. So each of these levels brings for the student not just the technical expertise, but also then that ability to maintain some of those critical thinking, communication, professionalism expectations that we have in our employees as in any of our industries and fields of professionalism.
Well, Dr. Daugherty, I don't think we have had a chance to talk to you since the Technical College Gala was held at the auditorium, White Auditorium in downtown. That was your first gala. Do you think things went? Obviously, the numbers as far as dollars raised for scholarships sounded significant.
If you could see my face right now, I'm just beaming. It was such a beautiful evening. And so we were so thankful of the folks who came out and made it a record evening and supported our students. You know, when you hear the voice of the students and how these monies help set their course to ensure they can complete their academic goals, it is transformational. And then for those students, it's transformational. So it is critical that we have these opportunities to ensure our students have a smooth pathway to complete their certificate or their degree. And so that support from the community, from the day, I say from the day we interviewed, because half the time I feel like my husband interviewed with me. I feel like Corey was part of that, that he was. But from the first day we visited Emporia, it has just been such a really special time for us, and really to see how this community is supportive of its educational institutions, of the students all across the board, and how this community really steps up to support those needs and values higher education, whether it is this technical certificate or the applied science degree, or certainly with our partners at the university and what the bachelor's or master's degrees that the students have there. And we continue to partner with our universities and ensure that the students have that opportunity to seamlessly transfer to Emporia State or others. But it is, that evening was such a wonderful event, and so I was very proud to be a part of it. I was very happy that Mike Crouch's team, Carol and Andrea, they pulled it off again. They are phenomenal, and so I really think hats off to them. The culinary students, I certainly want to give a shout-out to Berto and Kendra and the culinary faculty and their students. I will give you a little insider trading here. On Friday last week, the administrative offices and the student services office got treated to a special lamb shank, and I can't even describe how that lunch went. It was catered by the culinary students.
My.
But what a special treat that was. So really proud of what the students are able to experience at the technical college, and how they're able really to transition into their industry. And again, it's through these scholarships that really help them maintain their focus and then get into their industry and become members of our community that we hope will also then pay it forward, as we say, right?
So, indeed. You know, nearly, what, I think $160,000 raised. The beef Wellington, by the way, was divine that night from the culinary department. Yes, indeed. And before we get off the gala topic, you know, you mentioned raising money for scholarships, but something that tied into that was the money raised that evening for the Flint Hills Technical College Crisis Relief Fund,
yes.
Which garnered a lot of dollars, Dr. Daugherty, and
we
heard quite a testimonial of how effective and important that is.
That is a significant. I'm really proud of the college and, again, the foundation office for taking the leadership on that during a time when, during COVID, and where we were seeing some extreme student experiences, whether it was access to maybe a one-time, you know, needed a gas card, needed a fuel card, needed these types of things that prevent someone from they feel like they are facing something that is insurmountable, where if we can try to reach out to them and help them, we can help them over that hump, and then they're fine. And so this crisis relief fund for the student, the somewhat of an emergency fund, is really significant, and it really empowers the college to be able, the faculty actually, to be able to see these students and our advisors, see these students who might have this moment of crisis, and then what can we do as an institution to help them over that hump, because we all know that our educated populace, that whether it's that tech certificate, whether it's the associate's degree, that every layer or every little bit of higher education that our community attains increases the value and the life quality of the members of our community, and it helps with the families in our community. So it is so critical that we keep people on their academic path, and this crisis fund certainly allows for that, and I believe, as you indicated, that student's testimony helped, again, to it's so important for us to really showcase the student's experience and the importance and the value. The college is not out asking for money just so we can fill these coffers. We have students who have these real, real significant needs, and we want to make sure that we can help them attain their academic goals.
You know, speaking of that, and kind of shifting a little bit to a tangent here, Dr. Daugherty, is the really how the different programs are doing with enrollment now. Because I think the last time you joined us, there was a huge chunk of the different programs here for the upcoming fall that were either full or approaching capacity.
Correct. We are welding, automotive. So we are very fortunate in that our enrollment is still going strong, and we are approaching some full classes. We have programs that we still need to do a little bit more recruitment, and we need to ramp up some of those programs. We want to see, certainly our machine tool has done a phenomenal job. We've certainly got a few more seats in that one. And that is such a, I think sometimes people don't understand what that program is and what kinds of equipment and the work and the high-tech skill that these students have in programming these pieces of equipment, and then the kinds of products that come out of these pieces of equipment. So, you know, and these students go over to VecTech. They go into some of these different product management areas. So the types of programs we have, I'm going to have to give the founders of the Tech College so many decades ago really kudos for their foresight and their vision, because so many of our programs are sustaining from that point. Automotive, dental hygiene, welding, nursing, so many of these are critical and core to a community's sustenance. And so I'm really proud of the programs we have, the enrollments that they have, our recruiters and our faculty. Opportunity, as you all are aware, to, you know, we're opening a new program, so we're doing the research. And thank you, City of Emporia, for underwriting for us a faculty member to help us get started in the early childhood education arena and really help support one of the needs that our community has. And so we're starting that process. So we're excited about this opportunity. We're hoping, we're not real sure, you know, I may be, the VPs might give me a kind of an evil eye, but I would like to see us open that program by August of 23. But we'll see how that goes. So that's certainly our goal, is a year and four months from now, be able to open the early childhood education program. And again, we're very excited about that. So perhaps to be able to support the community and then provide another avenue for students to consider Flint Hills Technical College.
All right. Well, the last day of the spring semester is this Friday at FHTC, and then the commencement ceremonies are this Sunday at White Auditorium. Well, Dr. Daugherty, as always, a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate it. It's been a nice little conversation.
Have a great day.
All right, you as well, sir. Thanks so much.
That is Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning. It is 8:39.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia first.
This is Joe with William.